independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
In order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. So we're getting out, but we will start to negotiate and we will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
I do not believe that Mr. Trump is telling the truth there. I think he is lying to all of us about trying to get back into the Paris Accord. You have told fibs before, Monsieur Trump. And I think now you're telling another one. You do not care about climate change. You hate the polar bears. You hate all of this stuff. The Chinese are staying in. What do you think of that? Those apples. Do you think those are deliciously crispy? We're out. We're done. We've pulled out. There you go. What do you think of that? People are calling him selfish and whore. It's just, it's, I compared it earlier and I continue to do so. That, look, think of the Climate Accord as a band. Think of it as Journey. Steve Perry left Journey. Freddie Mercury is no longer alive. Queen may have, you know, the dude from Bad Company, right? They may have Adam Lambert. Queen may have the Filipino guy. I mean, Journey may have the Filipino, but they're not the same, right? They're not the same. Guy's like, guy wrote it earlier. He's just like, don't you think that, you know, Brian May and them, they all wrote songs. They were all a part of it, but they're not the same, right? Like, they don't have any more hits. That was it. These are the days. Once that song went away from Queen and he passed away, that was it. There are no more hits. Journey's got no more hits. People show up to see the guy that sounds like Steve Perry but looks nothing like him. That's it. That's what happened. The lead singer of this whole thing said, I'm done. I'm going solo. Creative differences, right? And away it went. I got zero problem with it. I don't. I don't have any problem with it. I think it hamstrung us. I think it was, we were obligated to do things when everybody else really wasn't. China could go on polluting the world, but saying we're part of the, you know, Paris Accord. But then they could go on doing what they're doing. India, all the other countries, they could go on doing all these things. And all the while, we, boom, were throwing money in. And by the way, they're saying corporate America's backing. I love corporate America's backing. Shell, Mobil. They're showing all of these things, all these big companies that are what? They're all trying to cash in on. First of all, they're covering their ass. You have to say that you, in this day and age, you must agree with climate change, because if you're a climate denier, you're going to be destroyed on the internet. And if you have a product, people are going to come after you with their social justice warriors, keyboard cowboy attitudes and attack you. Don't you think that's fair to say, Phil? If you're not pro-climate change and you're not pro-fixing the environment and you're Coca-Cola, that you're going to be deemed as evil?
Yeah.
Huh. They don't give a rat's ass. You got to tell me that the guy that's the executive of Coca-Cola cares, right? You think he cares? You think he doesn't sleep at night? Like, man, I got to figure it out because we got all these Diet Cokes and we're worried we're going to have no more polar bears to give the Diet Cokes to at Christmas time. You think he cares? He didn't care. He doesn't care. Nobody cares. In the overall scheme of things, it's touchy-feely. It's emotional. But ain't nobody care. You don't lose sleep at night. Nobody does. It's talk. It's loud. It's in the Beltway. It's all these kind of things. The Europeans. Here's what the Europeans are excited about. They think they're now the big dog in town. They think they're the sheriffs of the world. Merkel, I saw somebody, well, Merkel is now the leader of the free world. No, she's not. She's not. She's not the leader of the free world. All right? No. Period. Just not. Sorry. Hate to break it to you. You may not like the sheriff in town. You may not like who the person is, but you're not the leader of the free world. You're still a deputy. Okay? This is still the sheriff. This is. All right? So there we go. And dare I say, Miss Merkel, you're tied for second. Because Xi Jinping is right up there of China. So, And I was all these op-eds, you know. Fareed Zakaria is like, well, America's now stepped back and allowing other people to rule the world. And it's like, shut up. Once again, it's amazing. And I heard people saying morally, this is the wrong thing to do. Wait a minute here. You're the same person that yelled at me because you think the Christian guy who didn't let the girl walk has stupid morals. But now morally, because we're not involved in this, this morals are wrong. Shut up with your morals. Your morals, my morals. We all got morals. You deal with them. I don't want your morals to bleed off into my morals. But I love looking at all these companies, right? All of these companies, they throw them out there. And a lot of them are energy companies because they got to look it, right? Because they're already demonized. Do you think Chevron really wants green gas? I mean, green energy? Do you think so? Do you think all the big energy companies are like, man, I can't wait till they find something to replace us? Whew! Man, I can't. Who can't wait for that? Do you think the newspaper industry 20 years ago said, man, as soon as the internet comes along and it really gets out there, I can't wait for it to come along and replace us? No. No, they're fooling you. They're playing games. This is what they do. It's all about appearance. None of it is about reality.
As someone who cares deeply about the environment, which I do, I cannot in good conscience support a deal that punishes the United States, which is what it does.
He doesn't believe that, by the way. He doesn't. No, he believes it punishes the United States, but he's, I care about the, you don't care about the environment. You don't care about the environment. And there's a difference between care. Of course, we all care. We want the environment to be great. I think we need to take much better care of it. I am a staunch supporter in using the world of green energy to build something fresh and new and to create an entirely new sector that will boom with jobs, but not at the expense of what's going on now. You meld the two together, and eventually you get to the point, just like with the internet, right? Internet came along, and advertisers stayed far away from it. They didn't understand it. And over a period of time, as the newspaper industry and a bunch of other industries have slowly died out, some have learned how to work with it and use it to their advantage and to partner with it. Others have faded away. But now, what was once a place where nobody ever advertised, most dollars go to digital and things like that now. That's what you do. But you also have a perception as reality thing. And the perception is if you don't support climate change, you're a knuckle-dragging buffoon who hates little baby elephants and furry things. And so you've got to do it just on the face and the surface of it all. Otherwise, you're going to be demonized and people are going to hate your product.
Begin negotiations to reenter either the Paris Accord or in really entirely new transaction on terms that are fair to the United States.
Yeah. Look, he said he was going to keep America first. He said he was going to get out of this. He's trying to keep the promises he's made to his voters. And if you're a Trump voter, this makes you happy today. It makes you happy. He did something he said he was going to do. The travel ban makes you happy. Even though it didn't go into effect, he made the effort, and it's now going to go to the court. All of these things he said he was going to do, he's trying to do. Repeal and replace. Now it's in the hands of the senators. Right? Taxes in the hand of the senators. All of these things he said he was laying out to do, he's doing. The difference is he's fighting along the way with the whole Russia stuff. That's it. And the thing that makes me laugh about like today's climate change stuff, when I hear people talk, it's they talk down at people who don't really believe it. That's another place that the people on the left lose it. They come across as they are intellectually superior and that you are a closed-minded idiot who doesn't understand science, even though you can go point to several different models that have failed, that have been reworked and replayed with, and the numbers have been fudged to get to those methodologies and to get to the numbers that they needed to get to, and they'll still think, that's bad science. All science is bad science still. It's good science, right? And the thing about science is, and we got to keep this in mind, and I don't think too many times that we do. If you're, there's just certain things you don't do in this world. There's certain things, there's certain places you don't speak up. A lot of scientists don't want to speak up because they're afraid. They're afraid of the backlash that they're going to get. They're afraid of getting blackballed. They're afraid of getting torn up. Some of them have left, and they said, look, it's all a bunch of crap. It's a money grab. It's a butt control. It's all a bunch of crap. That's all it is. And they're honest about it. Do I think we have an effect on the planet? Hell yes, we do. There's 7 billion of us. I would hope we have an effect. Do I think it's as big? No. Do I think it's as dire? No. Because you have to sell the fear to get the things you want in life. Remember, psychology is the greatest sales book of all time. You go and you appeal to people with greed, with love, with fear, with happiness. You get them emotional to get a reaction. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You text the program or call us. We like doing that as well. Chris in Indy, what's happening?
I was going to say, I am so glad to see that we have a president that cares more about the voters than the good old boys club in Washington, D.C. How many times have we voted for people, and it seemed like, they do a few things for you, but the next thing, when everybody else says no, they say yes, you're going to Iraq. You know, there's no weapons of mass destruction, but we're going. Those people want democracy. And, you know, finally we have somebody that wants to help the country as a whole, you know, when it comes to jobs, you know, all those things. And I would have to say that's why so many people in Washington don't like him, because he doesn't fit the mode of the traditional politician that believes that the system really secretly ought to be rigged. And, you know, we're just going to worry about those that are in the Congress and the Senate. And as long as we get what we get, well, everything's grand. And, you know, the rest of the country, well, they can just, you know, kind of get the crumbs or whatever's left.
That's it. And he, Chris, appreciate your call. He said he was going to do this. He did it. He said he was going to be America first, and he is. It's, you know what? I got zero problems with it. I think we have so many regulations. I think we're doing so much. And I think in a lot of ways, the states, it's up to them to take care of the environment that they have, not just the feds. California, where I live, we have got lots and 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 lots of organizations and many parts of the government that are all about regulation, over-regulation, over double, triple regulation to take care of the environment. That's fine. Leave it to the state. Let them do it. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
All right. So here's the new one. I guess you're going to interview somebody. You got to do it in such a way that you want to find out a lot about them. Want to find some common things, but you also make them a little uncomfortable. Well, how about this? How many squats can you do? I was joking with somebody today who was doing a bunch of interviews, right, for the union out here in California, IEA. And I said, you should ask him all kinds of, you know, because when you interview people, you want to get them, first of all, you want to get thing outside the box, make them a little bit uncomfortable. And yet at the same time, as you're doing that, you also want to make them feel comfortable, get their guard and wall down a little bit so you can really find out what's behind there. Well, apparently now, some employers are asking applicants to, you know, take a jog, lift some weights, do some sit-ups during the process. That's right. Austin Harris thought of his years as investment banker had taught him all about the tough job interviews until he had one with Daybreak, with a Daybreak run through New York City Central Park and ended up in a cramped office gym for a round of pull-ups, push-ups, squats, and burpees. This was all for his prospective employer. That's crazy. I like it, though. That's, man, that's the, like that right there. Like, if you were sitting there, right, and if you're just the normal average-looking person, I'm not talking about, because, like, if you're a big dude and you're ripped and you're yoked, people ask you all the time, How much do you lift? Right? You know, what can you bench? Right? Because that's a guy thing. You ask me, what do you bench? You know, how much you bench? You should put that on a card. I bench this. Right? But if you're just an average person in your interview and you just be like, you work out?
Yeah.
What do you bench? Like, that totally, and it brings the guard down for a lot of people. I don't know, man. I like that. I like it. But for what they're saying is for some of these places where there's fitness involved and that kind of stuff, that you do stuff like that. The place I go work out, they actually have some much larger people. And I was talking to one of them, and I said, you know, what's great is, you know, I didn't think I'd get a job here. And I was like, well, it's really cool that you did. And she said, you know, they, you know, I'm with everybody else. I you know, I'm trying to lose the weight and do that kind of stuff. And they weren't very snobby because you do get that at the gym. You get the gym snobs. I'm not one of them. I wear mixed colored outfits. And I go in and I literally have my head down and I do everything. And I, you know, you get a lot, like the selfie. I still, to this day, I can't take a selfie in a gym. I find it to be douchebaggery, right? That is that right there is douchebag safari right there. What was the album? We had a new one today. What was it, Phil? The
Shiite
Amish, one?
Amish.
Shiite Amish. And what's the name of our first album?
Sunni days are here again.
That all came from the fact that there was that attack today in Manila. Did you see, Phil? We were wrong. It wasn't ISIS. I didn't know it was a casino. I thought it was just like a seaside resort, but it was actually a gunman who went in and robbed the casino. But everybody started thinking it was ISIS. Of course it is. I was joking, saying it's the Amish, because the Amish are badasses, right? Like, that's what you fear at night, right? Just in case, what if, oh my God, this Amish, they came over to my house and they built a barn and a fireplace. What? Yeah, I know. Crazy. Watch out, Abraham. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's White People Get Out of Here Day at One College Campus. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
White people, you're the worst. Get out of here. Thank you very much. Good night. When you give kids everything that they want, they're going to want more. We've seen this over and over again, and colleges have bowed down to these kids coming in, and they're giving them more and more and more and more and more and more out of fear. They use fear and bullying tactics to get the things they want. That's why I said earlier today, if you've been listening to the show, that a lot of these companies that are begging Donald Trump to stay into this, they don't really care if they stay in or not. In fact, some of them probably like, well, if he gets out of it, it's great for our business. But our perception is we need to do this because people are going to bully us online if we don't show our love of the environment. College kids, they got this down to a T. They realize this now. Missouri, boom. Harvard, hey, we don't want this picture here of this guy. This old white guy was a bad guy. Everywhere you go now, if you bitch whine enough on a college campus, you can get something done. Santa Cruz, these sit-ins that were going on, all of a sudden they give these kids everything they want, right? They give these kids everything they want. And what happens? Man, Phil and I talked about that the day. We were talking about it in between the shows. We do two shows, one for SAC, one national show. So we're talking about in between the two shows. And Phil and I are both like, that's never going to be enough. Now that they know they can do this, they're going to want more. And within days of giving in to every demand that these people had, guess what? They wanted more. Whew. Flash forward to Evergreen State College, a progressive kind of liberal artsy college up in Olympia, Washington. And lo and behold, they have a day of absence, and this is the time they want white people to go away off the campus.
Consider Evergreen State College in Washington and Olympia. Every year, the school holds a day in absence. In years past, non-white students symbolically left campus and attended anti-racism events. This year, student activists demanded that all white people leave campus or else. Brett Weinstein refused. He's a professor at Evergreen State, and he called the race-based demand, quote, a show of force and an act of oppression.
Yeah, that's a bullying tactic. You're not trying to change anything. You're trying to get people to bend to your will. Not through dialogue, not through facts, but through fear. If a guy from ISIS shows up with a gun, tells you you better start worshiping Allah, and you do, he didn't convert you. He scared the crap out of you, so you did what he said. Right? That's why they call it the tip of the spear. These kids bully. That's what they're there for. This is his classroom, because he did not leave. Here's a white professor named Brett Weinstein. He is it. You know, looks like, just a dude. Looks like a professor. White dude. This is what they did. They went to his classroom and did this.
This is not about you.
I'm talking all about him.
On terms of white group, this is not a discussion. You have lost that one.
You said some racist
Can you
I did not.
Stop telling people of color useless. You're useless. Get the
History could pivot in the direction of the values that you are standing here for.
Yeah, resign.
What?
Resign.
Resign. He's trying to tell them, dude, history doesn't work this way. What you're trying to do is polar opposite of what you should be doing, and it goes against it. I watch this thing. I love to watch history stuff. I love to read. I'm an avid reader. I consume as much as I possibly can. The knowledge to life and success is the key is knowledge and learning it. One of the things I love to do is I love to read about revolutions and why things happen and how they're perfect storms. And if you look back at what happened with Castro, right? So you got Fidel Castro taking over the island. He's got a ragtag bunch of revolutionaries, and there's more rag than tag. And they somehow manage to get the peasants on their side, preaching, of course, populism and democracy, and you deserve this, and you deserve freedoms, and all these things. And all of the things that he preached to get what he wanted, what did he do when he got it all? He took it away from them, never even gave him a chance. So they're going up against it all. These kids who they want change, but they're taking change in a crazy way, and they're doing it because they feel so damn entitled. But when you allow these things to happen and they see all the other kids getting away with all this stuff, they feel they need to be a part of it as well. And it's ridiculous. Here's Professor Brett Weinstein explaining what happened.
Dr. Bridges is allowing this mob to effectively control the campus. And at this moment, I believe Dr. Bridges is answering a set of demands put forward by the protesters. He has also told the police to stand down. They have been hobbled by the fact that they answer to the college administration.
So you've got the professor talking to and watching the president of the university. And what's the president of the university telling him? Telling all the cops, stand down. We're your boss, stand down, let them do what they want. Let them do what they want. Whatever it is they want, you stand down. These kids want that. You give it to them. Insanity. You give them an inch, they're going to take a yard. You give them a yard, they're going to take a mile. You give them a mile, they'll take forever. 844-DIG-CHAD. Pam, what's happening?
Hey, Chad. When did it become okay for students to go into a teacher's classroom, tell them to resign, and call him a racist because he didn't want to kowtow to their demands? That is the pot calling the kettle black, and it's crap. And people need to start standing up. People who believe in equality, not in being bullied.
Well, it became that way with Pam when all of these kids became entitled and they felt it was their right to get everything in the world that they wanted, and people started allowing them to do it. And the next thing you know, you turn around and you've given into everything and you created a monster. I blame this on the universities, and I blame this on the intelligentsia and all of these people that have allowed these kids to get away with this and give in at every possible turn. Thanks so much for your call. By the way, Missouri who we've talked about in the past with all of their issues and all the things that they wanted and the students there and the African-American students and how they were treated and all that craziness there, their enrollment is beyond down. This hurts colleges across the board. Who wants to go to a school where there's this much kookiness? You want to go there, you want to get an education, you want to do it as cheap as possible, you want to get the hell out of Dodge, and you want to get on with your life. Most kids want that. But the loud, screaming ones, they don't want it.
Dr. Bridges is allowing this mob to effectively control the campus, and at this moment, I believe Dr. Bridges is answering a set of demands put forward by the protesters. He has also told the police to stand down. They have been hobbled by the fact that they answer to the college administration.
So you've got a white professor at a school up in Washington State, Evergreen College, who is probably extremely progressive, as we'll find out, and a person who decides on their day of absence that they say all white people need to leave the college and this is going to be a college of color for the day or whatever it is that they, you know, that they're calling it. And this is what you have to do. You all have to leave. And this guy's like, I'm not going anywhere. This is ridiculous. And the funny thing is, it's they bite the hand that feeds them. That's the thing that's hilarious.
I'm sure you're, you know, a Hillary voter, but you had this. You had this
not a Hillary voter. I'm a deeply progressive person, and
oh, okay.
I must say
so,
I'm
there. You go.
I'm troubled by what this implies about the current state of the left.
Well, you think? You said people shouldn't be allowed to speak or not on the basis of their skin color, which seems like a foundational belief of the left and one that I agree with strongly. And for that, they physically threatened you and are trying to get you fired.
And it's insane. I blame college campuses. I blame professors. I blame the adults in the room for allowing people to continually get away with stuff. And the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and guess what? They figured that out. Every once in a while, you know what you have to do? You have to look at that and go, got to get rid of this. Get a new one. Got to get rid of it. This ain't working. This isn't working. And Phil, you brought up a great point today. If you don't like it there, you don't have to go there. Nobody put a gun to your head and said you have to go to Evergreen College. You have to.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything about Evergreen College, but since I've never heard of it, I'm wondering if these people who are going there, is this the only place, is this the most incredible place that they've ever could go to get their degree in is to get a degree from Evergreen College?
No, probably not. I would say no. But you know what? I don't know what they, you know, what they're specialized in. I don't know what their thing is. I mean, it's a regionally accredited public liberal arts college. It's a public liberal arts college in Olympia, Washington. That's what it is. It's got about 4,100 students, right? Bunch of undergrads. Some post-grads. It's nothing spectacular, you know? It's a small little college. But if you're unhappy there, go somewhere else. If you think people of color are being treated wrong there and you think that they should... Let me say this right now. Because you're a person of color doesn't mean you can't be a Richard. Doesn't mean you can't be a jerk. Doesn't. So, you know, just take that in. Doesn't mean you can't be a bully. Throwing it out there. Well, that's honesty, right? We want to judge people by their actions. And that's what, to me, I found this to be bullying. This is all this is. You're trying to scare people into doing what you want. And you know what? You try it. And if you get away with it, you do it again, right? If you can get away with it, you do it again. If you can get away with it, you do it again. Until somebody calls you on it, what do you do? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Every year, there's those dates, anniversary, birthdays, your daughter's birthday, a big occasion you know is coming up. Do you always hit it out of the park, or just sometimes you forget. And then you look like that person who bought something at the store, not just on a whim, but because you forgot. Pro Flowers has a new Pro Gifter service. It's here to help you not be that guy, or dare I say that gal, right? Let me tell you what Pro Gifter does for you. First, it makes you look amazing all year because you're able to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different, to 3 different addresses up to a year in advance. That's amazing. All right? You get 3 bouquets with vase, free shipping, all for $99. You're going to look amazing. You're never going to miss anything. Boom. 7-day freshness guaranteed or your money back. 7-point quality check before even being shipped, so you know they're going to look amazing and fresh. So if you're thinking, there are dates that I usually forget, I could just get this off my plate. This is what I need to do. Go to proflowers.com. There's a Pro Gifter banner right there. Click on it. Get it done. You'll be happy. That's proflowers.com. Go there. Pick your delivery dates. Never have to think about it again. You're a year out. Boom. I'm a winner. Proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner. It's the Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
Dr. Bridges is allowing this mob to effectively control the campus, and at this moment, I believe Dr. Bridges is answering a set of demands put forward by the protesters. He is also told the police to stand down. They have been hobbled by the fact that they answer to the college administration.
That's Professor Brett Weinstein talking about what took place at Evergreen College in their day of absence, how they wanted white people off the campus, and that included him, a white professor. This is what happens in today's culture. If you allow, they're not protesters and they're not activists. When you do what they did, surround this guy, demand that he's fired, you're a bully. That's what you are. You're not a protester. You're not an activist. You're a bully. You're using fear and intimidation to coerce change. That's what you are. 844-DIG-CHAD. John and Callie, what's happening?
Hey, Chad. Welcome back to the desert.
Thanks so much, brother.
Hey, listen, I've raised 3 kids, and there's one thing I know for sure. Every 3-year-old knows what it wants, but has no clue about what it needs. And if I, as a parent, only give that child what it thinks it wants or wants, there's 2 things that are going to happen. Number one, it's going to ruin that kid, possibly health reasons and others. And number two, CPS should come and take that kid away. And I think the state should come in and throw that dean out and throw that board out and get back control of that school, because this is ludicrous. Those kids are like 3-year-olds. They think they know everything, but they know nothing.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate that call. He's right. That's a great way to look at it. They are, you know, and we've talked about it before with all kinds of kids. The way that if a kid knows they can get away with something, it's going to do it over and over again. And until you put your foot down, it's going to continue to do that. Guess what? You're allowing this to happen, and you've got a dean there, a university president, who is allowing and telling the police to stand down in a situation where they're becoming more agitated, more angry, more full of demands. And this professor didn't look thrilled in the video about what potentially could happen. Carl, what's happening, man? Oh, we killed Carl. I don't know. It's crazy. It does. It's crazy. I don't know what it is that we need to do as in this culture to start taking things back. Well, let me phrase that. I don't know what it is we're going to be able to do to start getting more and more people to stop allowing the bully pulpits of social media and anger and the left to, you know, how are we going to do it? Well, we got to make sure that advertisers, that people, that schools know that you can't allow these things to continue to happen and give in to them, because they're only going to come back for more. They're only going to come back for more. That's it. One more quick call. Let's grab Kirby. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Chad Benson?
What's happening, my
man? Hey, I'm good, man. But I feel you being a bit hypocritical, you and the rest of your listeners. One of your lead stories was LeBron James, and I can't use that word, so I'll say terrorism at his home, which is what it was. But you're surprised when black people, especially the younger ones, want to self-segregate, and it's kind of obvious why they would. This is not, you know, the Ku Klux Klan is most definitely alive and well, as I've asked, told you before. Come to Indiana. I mean, it's from your side of the fence, you don't see
Kirby,
it.
Kirby, I don't see it from my side of the fence, but you know what? You also don't see it from my side of the fence. And I think where you're going, and we got to jump here, man, because it's coming to an end, but I appreciate you calling. I love you, brother. I do. We talk all the time, Kirby and I, on the old internet there. He's got a point. He does. But at the same time, there's got to be adults in the room in a situation like this. Got to be adults in the room. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your day. Donut Friday tomorrow. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.